the rest of the story. They called her the trunk murderess because, after all, they'd found her two girlfriends butchered, stuffed into suitcase-type trunks. The 26-year-old Phoenix, Arizona medical secretary was arrested and tried, of course, and it was proved, incredibly, that she had packed up her friends and taken them among her luggage aboard a Los Angeles-bound train. But as the two trunks were unloaded from the baggage car at its destination station, the porter noticed blood seeping from one of them. Railroad authorities promptly discovered the two non-paying passengers, and so, in October 1931, all those many Halloweens ago, was born the real-life legend of Winnie Ruth Judd, the trunk murderess. But was she? Even today, historians and criminologists and psychologists debate the extent to which Winnie Ruth Judd was involved, but what is inarguable is that Winnie, who might have been hanged, was sentenced instead to life imprisonment in the Arizona State Hospital for the Insane at 24th Street and Van Buren in Phoenix, Arizona. That ought to have been that. And yet it was here, in this state mental hospital, that the final mystery in the twisted case of Winnie Ruth Judd would arise. For that facility, despite all of its scrupulous security, could not contain her. The first time she escaped, it was presumed a fluke. For indeed, the hospital was teeming day and night with vigilant personnel. The doors and the windows were always, I mean positively always, locked. Winnie's second breakout drew greater attention, greater concern. Her third escape and her fourth escape threw hospital administrators and Phoenix newspapers into a panic. Quite in fact, convicted trunk murderess Winnie Ruth Judd escaped from the Arizona State Hospital for the Insane a total of seven times. The seventh and the last time, living by her wits, she would remain on the run for more than 6 years. Winnie was released officially in 1972, after 40 years of often unsuccessful incarceration, at the age of 66, and she passed away quietly after living 26 more years under the assumed name of Marianne Lane. That was October 23 of 1998, when she was 92. Yet that one last piece of the puzzle called Winnie Ruth Judd, she almost took with her to her grave, and she would have, except for the discovery of a round black lacquer box, which she kept on her nightstand. Even all of those years in the state mental hospital, she kept it on her nightstand among various personal effects. The box's lid Winnie had secured innocuously with a little cellophane tape. And inside the box, which she had enigmatically, even daringly called her survival kit, was a combination money clip and a change purse inscribed with the faded words, Souvenir of Florida. Florida is misspelled. Go ahead and pry open that little money clip and take a peek behind it. For there, in a teensy little space barely big enough for it to hide, is the secret of the amazing escapes which had perplexed the hospital staff and compelled one frustrated newspaper editor to demand that the state construct a special dungeon which would secure Winnie Ruth Judd. And yes, I do mean to say that all of the while the dreaded trunk murderess was a guest of the state of Arizona, a flight risk patient in an absolutely secure mental hospital, she possessed a small gift from an admirer whose name will never be known. A key to the front door. Now you know the rest of the story.